Tonight's Shir Siman Lamed Beis, Se'if Yud Tes and Se'if Chof. Se'if Yud Tes. B'tchilas Haksiva Yoyma Befiv. The Sofer, when he begins to write, should say with his mouth, Ani Koisiv L'Shem Kedushas Tfilin. I am writing for the sake of Kedushas Tfilin. Milvazeh, besides that, on top of that, B'chol Pam Shakoisiv Askara, every time he writes Hashem's name, Tzarech Loimer, he should say Shakoisiv L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, that he's writing it for the sake of Kedushas Hashem. Some say that it's sufficient to think that he's writing the Shem Hashem Lishma. Since when he began, he spoke out that he's writing the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, so for Kedushas Hashem, it's enough just to think. If he didn't speak out L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, we would rely on that. If he's beginning to drowse off, he should not write. He can't write with kavana. He may know the writing in his sleep, but that's not good enough for kavana. So if he's falling asleep, we don't want him to write. When he begins to write, he should say out, I'm writing the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. The im yeaf ois achas sto nichtav l'shem tefillin. If even one letter was not written for the sake of tefillin, puzzle. It's no good. It won't help to write over it a second time to do lishma, because ain't ksav agav ksav, and it won't make it lishma. Utchilas, the language of the mechaber, betchilas in the beginning, what's so many to say? Tchilas kol haparshius yomer. He'll say before he starts all four parshius, he'll say ani koisiv parshius elushem b'chul amayin these parshius for kedushas film. This helps the halacha. Afilam hifzik bein a parashas. Even if between the parashios there was an interruption, but it is in fact better at the beginning of every parasha to say he's writing the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Sifkot inside the gimel haksiva, when he begins to write, nira duhadin betikun ha'oisius hanifrodois tetzarach lishman. It would seem this is the same thing. The same halacha, if he's going to fix a letter that's split, and you have to do it lishma, in other words, the letter was written properly, and then later on you see that it's split. Somehow the ink came off, and it has to be fixed. So before he fixes it, he says, I'm doing this, l'shem, kedushas tefillin. Hal de b'lav hachet tefillin psulim. Without fixing it, it's possible. They know that tzuras ois kura doesn't have the proper tzura. So in order to fix it, he has to do the fixing lishma as well. Sifkot and Sadi Dal, Yoimer, he says, Vim Acher Koisiv, let's say someone else is writing, Tzarech Gam Hu Loimer Kein Apem Sikshu Maschel, wherever he picks up, in the middle, he should say. So, one Sefer says it, then he writes, and he stops, someone else is going to continue, then the next person says it.
Im Acher Koisiv, and then the Shar Tzion says Pashut. What's he telling us?
The fact that the beginning sofer started the Shema doesn't help someone else to pick up in the middle that he won't have to say that he's doing the Shema as well. In other words, the way the notes put on the side. There's a concept of kol ha'oisa das v'shoina oisa. That's why I write all four parashas, even with an hefzik in between, as long as I began the Shema. That doesn't work for two people. Kol ha'oisa das v'shoina oisa is for one person.
Even if the guy was there at the beginning?
Right. It's not like the bracha to kiyas sofer and someone else picks up and blows in the middle, the bracha works for it. He doesn't make a new bracha. Sifkan sadihei befib with his mouth, lo sagi machshava ap b'dieved. Even b'dieved, we will not say it's good enough with machshava. I am a chedush b'kiv eger. Look in chedush b'kiv eger. B'kiv eger was troubled by ibud lishma. You're supposed to say it, and if you didn't say it, it's enough to have machshava. So why over there we say machshava is good enough b'dieved, over here it's not good b'dieved? And there's a teretz that he brings in the notes earlier that the ksiva is more chamor because there are shittas to hold you don't need ibud lishma. Even though halach is ibud lishma, there are shittas you don't. We'll combine that together with the shittas that machshav is good enough. Mashen kem ksiva, everyone says it has to be lishma. So now we don't even allow b'dieved if he just thought it and didn't speak it out. Sifkat and sadivov. Ani kosei v'chulu. I'm writing the shame kedushas tefillin. Yesha kasvu denochan shiomer os gam kain. So there are those who write that the best thing is when you're saying this announcement that I'm writing the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, also announce the Kol Haskara Shebo the Shem Kedushas Hashem, and every Shem Hashem is going to be the Shem Kedushas Hashem. The Shem Yishkach Achachach LeKashem Mekomo, because you may forget when you're up to the Shem Hashem to Mekadosh it and its spot. Vayin Be'alocha Lukim Be'alocha. So this is a Gevaldik Eitza to just at the get go say straight out, I'm doing the Parashas Shem Kedushas Tefillin and all the Askaros the Shem Kedushas Hashem. So let's take a look. The Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Be'alocha, the bottom of the page, Betchilas. Ayn Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kasam, the Nochon Shiyom, Kol Askara Shabo, Ken Kosevetaz. This Nochon, this idea of announcing up front that all the Shemos are being done, the Shem Kedushas Hashem, is a Taz. It's a Taz, be your day, Reish Ayin Dalet, if Aleph, Avi, Pim Godin, Pim Godin brings it here. V'kos l'chadchila gam ataz moide de tzor p'chob kam akash askara. Now, of course, l'chadchila the Taz agrees that you should say it by every shame. You should say that you're writing in Kedushas Hashem. After Kiyush B'tchila Sekhsiv, even though you said it before you started that every shame is going to be a Shem Kedushas Hashem, you should still specify it when you're actually writing it. But this is an Eitza for B'diyavid. B'diyavid, if you didn't say Taskaras, they're doing the shame, Kedushas Hashem, so then it worked that you said it in the beginning. Ulapelish lo hevi. It's not kapella that the guest of Pima Godin didn't bring the lechem chamudis holds. It doesn't work with the Yevit. It doesn't help to say at the beginning all the askaris should be the shame kedusha the shame. Vayim bircha Yosef yerdei hashemach said the bircha Yosef is also machmer. Al kaparim nirali dem yesh lo sofik be'ezer shame mikishot. But I think says the Mishnah Berurah that if you have a sofik, did I do that shame l'shmo or not? But he knows in the beginning he said it. You can rely on the Taz that that was good enough. Then he gets, is this din of kiddush Hashem, a din d'araisa, or a din d'rabban? Back into the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Sadi Zayin. B'chol pam. Besides saying he's writing the parashah of Shem Kedushas Tefillin, every time he gets to the Shame Hashem, then Kaysev Shtei Askaros, but he hafsik Dabi Kishachad. If he's writing two Shemos in a row, Hashem, Hashem, Kelachim V'chanun, so they don't have to have a separate statement. You could have one, I'm writing the Askaros Hashem, and then write them. Sifkan Sadiches, but Chil Saksiva, the Ramo brings that it's sufficient when he thinks that he's writing the Askaros Hashemon, since he said at the beginning of Ksiva that he's doing it. What he said at the beginning was Kedushas Tefillin. He didn't even mention Kedushas Haskaras. It's not like the Taz. He just said I'm writing the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. And then when he writes the Shem Hashem, he doesn't say he's doing the Shem Kedushas Hashem, but he's thinking it. He mentioned Kedusha, Kedushas Tefillin. So the Ramah is saying if he said the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, even though he never said anything about the Haskaras, and then when he wrote Hashem's name, he was just thinking he's doing it. L'shem, that's good enough. Avam gam betchilu hiske befeir shok machshava. But let's say he never said anything. It was all in machshava. Osha atelu kiddushes askaras afil machshava. Or, even if he said that I'm writing L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, but when he got Hashem's name, he was not thinking L'shem Kedushas Hashem. Afil b'dyeved l'yotza, it's not good even b'dyeved. And he's probably going to have to start all over again because he's not going to erase L'shem Hashem. You're stuck. And just going to start all over. Sifkot and Sadi Tes, Bidiyavid. We can make a Bidiyavid if he was thinking the Kedushas Hashem, and he announced he's writing the Kedushas Tefillin. Alachatchila Tzerchlon Befeish B'chol Pam Shekleis V'Skol Hashem Kedushas Hashem. However, the Lachatchila is clearly every time you write Hashem's name, you say out Hashem Kedushas Hashem. Afilam Amar B'tchila Saksiva Kol Askar Shmo. Even if you did like the Taz and said all the askara should be the same when you started, like the Be'er Halacha said. This is the Pesach of the Achron. So the Maisa, with all these aces, L'chadchila, whenever you get the Shem Hashem, you have to say, I'm writing it, L'shem, because it's Hashem. And then we could talk about the Evids. And the Taz's Eitzah was just to say up front, every askara should be the Shem, because it's Hashem. And then with the Evids, you can be Samach on that. And certainly you should be thinking about because it's Hashem when you're writing the Shem, even if you didn't say it out. Se'if Chof. Tzorich ledakdek b'chaseiros v'yaseiros. The Sefer must be very careful with the words that are missing a letter, they should be missing a letter. And if it has an additional letter you don't pronounce, everything should be exactly right. Shem chiso or yiso is achas psulim. If he's lacking a letter or an extra letter which doesn't belong, then it's possible. V'nimtzu hamenichim osam, and the people who wear these tefillin, mevarchim b'chol yom baruch levatola, they're saying a baruch levatola. V'gam shor b'chol yom b'mitzvah tefillin, and on top of that, they're not wearing tefillin all day. V'nimtzu oynish ha-sofer meruba, so the sofer's punishment is great. L'chein tzorech li'os ma'od yirei shemayim, v'chori l'dvar Hashem, ha-mes'asik b'ksivas tefillin v'sikuna. So therefore, whoever's involved in writing tefillin and making sure they're good has to be a tremendous Yirei Shemayim and a Chorei L'Dvar Hashem, one who's nervous about doing the right thing. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf, Chiser O Yiter. If it's missing a letter or has an extra letter, Afilu Imatevel O Nishtana L'Kriyasa B'zeh, even if the reading of the word does not change, Gon B'Moli V'Chos, K'tamon, like Moli and Chosar. You know, if the word Mezuzos has a Vav, doesn't have a Vav, things like that. You can't change at all, even if the pronunciation is the same. Totafos, the same thing. Sivkon kuf aleph, ois achas, even one character. Afilo im kutzel shal yud chasim ma'akev. Even if you're missing the kutzel shal yud, the spike of the yud on the left side. It's ma'akev kudisim manochas, chavtes amar aleph. That's how careful you have to be with the ois. Sivkon kuf beis merubo. His oinish is merubo. Milvad avon gezacham, not to mention the elephant of Gezel. Here you're selling a product, and you're not selling a good product. It's a flawed product. So there's Gezel on top of it. Sifkan kuf gimel v'charei l'dvar Hashem. He has to be nervous to fulfill the word of Hashem. Ra'isi lahatik po l'shon halavush atzorech ma'od inyoneinu. I see fit to quote the language of the lavush, which is very relevant to our topic. This is what he writes. V'lo kamosha osin achshav kama soifrim. Not the way many scribes will do today to allow apprentices, young boys who are learning how to write, and they'll give the apprentice to write the tefillin. They should become familiar with the writing. And then the sofer will examine the children's work to see if it was done properly. B'chaseros son, did they write the letters properly, the words properly? V'sagdehok, and he's satisfied. The sofer is fine with that. V'achakach menichin ha-son ba-boten, and then the sofer will put these parashas into baten, and sell them. U'machashvin lehem ha-sofen osam ha-mos b'schar halim lenar. They'll consider the payment for the tefillin as the payment for teaching the children. And they think they're doing a big mitzvah. We're gom chesed with these anor aniyim, these poor children. Lilmud lehem aleches aksiva bechinam. We're teaching them for free. We're not charging them to teach them how to write. V'maleches Hashem, and not only that, it's maleches shemayim. And they're taking the money because you know you can charge the kids. And I'm not charging them, so that's why I take the money. Avani oimer yotzischar bev seidim zos levush. I say they lost their schar. The loss is greater than the reward. Adrabal, just the opposite. Lo toiv heimoyisim ba'amam. They're not doing good for Klaisel. Ki enar nar bin yoder bin yamin l'smol. These children are children. They don't know their right from the left. Bein l'shum kavana ba'am. They have no kavana. Vakeim kimis askim b'ksiva l'yapos aksav. They're writing calligraphy. They're writing to make it nice. V'l'shum kedusha. There's absolutely no thought of kedusha. V'l'shum kavana smitzvah ba'am. They're not thinking about mitzvah either. V'ayonish ha-sofer merubah ma'oid. The sofer bears a terrible punishment. Shemachlas abrius, because now he makes the people stumble. Shemenichnas and atfilin absulim, that they're going to wear these puzzle tefillin. Kedel sif yutes, like we learned before in sif yutes. Although not only that, the ashpiachas mecha, in order to make it more valuable, Yom Rasevakol, he tells people, ani kesavtim kavona kesavta chulo. He's going to publicize. He'll advertise. Oh, I wrote it, and if there's a kavona, kala oisin came bevad yasid liitain esadin ulkabel noshem habim oid. People do such things will certainly be punished for what they've done. Valeim nemar, and then we say the pasuk or oisim alech shemamiyah. Cursed are those who is deceitful in his melech shemayim. Al kain therefore yizur kol soifu yisrachim mizeh v'toivla. This is a warning for all soifim to stay far away from this, and then it will be good. Tilishmon ha'omer eisat tefillin ein hakavon l'shem bal hatfillin. Lishma by tefillin is not like a get. I'm writing this for Ploni who asked me for the tefillin. It has to be for him and for her. That's not pshat by tefillin. Rak l'shem kedushas tefillin, ayin sham, it has to be for kedushas tefillin. Look in the levush. V'siyam azeh, he concludes, if someone had the ability, it would be proper for him to appoint soifim to write tefillin who are appropriate, anshei emes, sonei betza, people who are honest, people who don't want profit, bali teira, yir elukim, people who are bali teira, God-fearing, charedim, al dvar b'chol ir, and every city should have such soifim. The same way we appoint a shoychid, we appoint a boydik for treifus. So we should not accept any soifer because he says it's a soifer. So many of them have just the intent of profiting. By their writing and the way they make it look nice. Now it's true, it's a nice thing to make nice tefillin. There's the idea of hidden mitzvah. But you have to have kavana for kedusha. They don't have any kavana for kedusha. That's for the beauty. I've said enough. Ad kam l'shanah tar. This is his pure language. The kasa b'sefer baruch shomer. Sefer baruch shomer writes yichtov oisios tovim utmimos loshurus. The sefer should write nice letters, good letters, perfect, not broken. Ubemitun. Deliberate ubekavana gedoyel with great thought. V'lo yemar odem ksivasa k'laviach moman habi. You should not be in a hurry to write as much as possible to profit more. Ki oisav revach yilch leibud. Such profit will be lost. V'lo deiron.
Deiron is a disgrace.
V'yafsi nishmaso. He'll lose his neshama. Ki umachti as a rabbi because he makes others sin. V'kol misha koyses tefillin toivim k'shem k'viyachol. To whoever writes tefillin that are good and kosher according to his ability. Sechor kaful umechupo, his reward is doubled and doubled again. V'nitz l'medina shal gehenim, and he spared the din of gehenim. V'kasa b'sefer chasidim simen pehe. V'sidkasa omedus la'ad. The pasuk says his righteousness endures. Zeh mezaka rabim refers to someone who brings his chus to the tzibur. Kegon hamalami l'yori Hashem tikun tefillin sakon acherim, like the one who teaches yori shemayim how to do tefillin properly, and they'll do for others. We'll talk in similar test when a person is suited to write tefillin. So this halacha, where the Mechaber says you have to be careful with chasiv and yeser. So this is where the Mishnah Berurah brings the musar that you have to be careful who the sefer is and how the sefer has to approach his malacha. One point that I didn't notice addressed in the notes, maybe some other place he does. Mechaber says if the parashiyos were not written properly, it's either cheser or yeser. Then it's all a bracha levatolo, and he's every day without mitzvah tefillin. So this was brought up in many posts in the Shaila. If someone wore tefillin for years, and then he gets it checked, and he finds it's missing a letter, or an extra letter, a mistake that didn't just happen. This was clearly from the get-go. And he bought it from a reputable person, Sofer Mumcha Yorishman. So what does that mean? For the past how many years, he didn't do tefillin? And Baruch Latola, what kind of kapards do you have to do? So there's a tshuva from the Rav Pa'olim. The Ben Ish Chai writes that if someone wears tefillin, purchased from a mumche, believing they were kosher, he mamish has the mitzvah of tefillin for all those years he wore tefillin, as a zakta. The Har Tzvi and others all shrug. What do you mean? You could tell me, who you want to do a mitzvah, it's ke'ilu you did a mitzvah, v'ne'enas. But to tell me of the mitzvah of tefillin, how can you save the mitzvah of tefillin? So there's a disagreement here. You know, the Ben Ish Chai writes, he mamashes the mitzvah of tefillin, if he did everything right, even if it came out possible, being right from the Gemara, the Hatzvi says it's not right from the Gemara, it's the difference if it's a machlokas la'alocha, if it's kosher out, versus an ois that's clearly missing a letter or an extra letter. There's also a tshuva in Yabia Oimer, Cheshire Eifot, but as far as the mitzvah of tefillin, he wants to say, it's just the gedder of, you try to do a mitzvah and you didn't succeed, so the Rebbe gives you schat. But the Ben Ish Chai goes as far as Mamash to say as the Mamash does chus of tefillin itself for all the time that he wore the parashas that were not kosher.